弟兄姊妹，新春平安快乐。
Brothers and sisters, Happy New Year.
我想我们上次我们献堂的时候，我也曾经来参加过。
I've been here when doing the dedication of the church.
我想我们献堂常常是教会的一个阶段性的使命。
Dedication of the church is a progressive mission of the church.
那我相信这个使命我们已经完成了。
And I believe that that part of the mission has been accomplished.
那我们就想我们下一个使命是什么
And now I'm thinking, what's our next mission?
啊，特别是在我们新的一年，从农历的过年来讲，我们一个新的一年才刚开始。
Especially that we have a new start in this Chinese New Year.
所以呢，我今天的题目呢，是一个叫做有使命的人生。
So the topic of my sermon today is a mission-driven life.
啊，有两个人呢，在大概20年前的时候，同时进铁路局。
There were two people who entered into the office of railroads 20 years ago.
但是呢，20年后他们就不一样了。
But after 20 years, they led a different life.
啊，一个呢成为铁路局的局长。
One became the chief of the office.
另外一个呢还在做工人，铁路的工人。
The other person is still a worker.
啊，他们就问呢，说你们20年前是同事，今天有这么大的区别，原因是什么呢？
So people asked him, 20 years ago you were started together, but why you ended up different?
他们就这样说了。
And they said this.
他说啊，20年前啊，那个人啊，进来只是要为每一天的工资而已。
And they said that 20 years, the person entered this office, but they only worked on his job.
但是另外一个人。
But the other person.
他在20年前进美国铁路局的时候呢，他是要改善全国的交通秩序。
He came with a vision to change the traffic situation of the nation.
我们看到呢，他们的使命不同，20年以后就产生极大的分别。
We see that because they had different missions, after 20 years, they ended up with different lives.
我再来举另外一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
讲到有使命跟没有使命是不一样的。
To tell you what's the difference between having a mission and having not.
我想我们都知道鲨鱼。
We all know what a shark is.
你有没有看过呢？在那个家里养的那个这个小小的水箱里面呢？鲨鱼大概可以长到6寸长。
You can see that in a fish tank in your house, a shark can grow up to 6 inches long.
你可以发现呢，其实它的内脏什么都是很健全的。
You will see inside a shark, all the intestines, every part of it is very complete.
但是如果你到那个城市的水族馆
，But if you go to an aquarium in the city,
我在 Washington D.C. 17年。
I was in the Washington D.C. for 17 years.
我们那里有一个很有名的水族馆哈，在 Baltimore.
We have a very nice aquarium in Baltimore.
啊，我们看到呢，在水族馆里面呢，那个鲨鱼大概可以呢长到四五尺。
We can see that a shark can grow up to 4 or 5 feet long.
甚至大一点点。
Maybe it's much longer than a fish in your fish tank.
但是我们知道呢，如果鲨鱼放在海洋里面呢，它可以长到8尺以上。
But if we put a shark inside an ocean, it'll grow up to more than 8 feet long.
但是它告诉我们一件事情。
And that tells us one thing.
就是呢，如果我们的视野、我们的眼界呢，只是这样的小小的。
That if our perspective is small,
其实我们人能够长，就是我们这个人能够发展的，也是小小的。
The space that we can grow is also small.
所以我们看见呢，使命是很重要的。
So we see that mission is very important in our
lives. 而使命跟我们的眼界是很有关系的。
And mission has all to do with our perspective.
我今天用的经文是在马太福音28章16节到20节。
The verses I'm going to talk about today is in Matthew 28:16-20.
如果你去看16节的地方
，If you look at verse 16。
到20节，我们都知道哈，这一段呢是耶稣复活以后要升天以前对门徒的教导。
We know that this is a teaching by our Lord Jesus Christ before he ascended to heaven.
包括19、20节，我们最清楚的那个叫做耶稣给我们的大使命。
In verses 19 and 20, that's the greatest commission.
16节在讲什么
？What does verse 16 tell us?
16节是在告诉我们，有的人在耶稣复活、亲眼看到耶稣的时候。还怀疑耶稣的复活。
It tells us that some disciples, even though they seen Jesus after he resurrected, they still doubted him.
但是耶稣没有像处理多马的怀疑那样来处理他。
But Jesus did not treat them the way that he treated Thomas.
我们知道约翰福音20章26节到29节。
We know that in the book of John, chapter 20, 26 to 29.
我们知道耶稣复活以后向门徒显现。
when Jesus revealed himself to the disciples,
结果十二使徒当中有一个很重要的使徒叫做多马，竟然不在其中。
We see that Thomas wasn't with them.
我常常勉励弟兄姊妹说，重要的聚会你不要缺席了，因为有一天耶稣再回来的时候，你不在其中，那你会 很可惜的。
And I always encourage brothers and sisters that you have to attend all the gatherings because if Jesus comes, you don't want to be absent.
耶稣不会像多马一样，或许不会像多马一样再一次向你显现的。
Maybe Jesus wouldn't appear to you like he appeared to Thomas.
我们知道耶稣怎么处理多马的疑问呢？
But do we know how Jesus treated Thomas' doubts?
因为多马说，我如果非亲眼看见这个复活的耶稣，手探入他这个钉痕的手跟腋下的枪伤，我总不信。
Because Thomas said, unless I touch Jesus' wounds, I cannot believe that he's alive.
耶稣八天以后向他显现了。
But Jesus appeared to him after 8 days.
多马，你不是要来摸吗？你进来摸摸看吧。
And he says, Thomas, don't you want to touch me?
哎呀，多马不敢摸啊。
But Thomas was afraid to touch him.
耶稣讲了一句很重要的话。
And Jesus said something very critical.
他说，你因为看见才信，那没有看见就信的人有福了。
He says that you are not as blessed as those who believe without seeing.
现在很多人都说，哎呀，我巴不得看到复活的耶稣。
Now a lot of people are saying, I want to see Jesus who's alive.
哎呀，如果我看到耶稣的话，我会比别人的经验更多一点。
If I can really see Jesus, then I will have more experience than other people.
但是想想约伯的那一句话。
But think about what Job said.
我以前风闻有你，今天亲眼看见你了。
That I, even though I want to see you in person.
约伯。
A Job. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know.
你知道约伯后面那句话是什么吗？
Do you know what Job meant?
他因为亲眼，他就在炉灰中懊悔了。
Because he saw him, then he couldn't see him, he regretted.
Yeah, okay. 好，所以我们看见一件事情。
So we saw something here.
我们知道多马。
We see that Thomas
将来被派到印度去。
That he was sent to India.
哎呀，印度是一个充满偶像的国家。
But India is a nation filled with idols.
怎么像一个拜偶像的一个国家来传讲一位看不见的耶稣呢？
How do you spread the gospel in a nation that's filled with idols?
耶稣那一句话对多马有很多的启示啊。
But what Jesus said to Thomas revealed to him.
你因为看见才信，那没有看见就信的人有福了。
That if you only believe because you can see, you're not as blessed as those who believe without seeing.
耶稣在山上变相的时候，彼得看过神的耶稣的荣耀。
When Jesus performed the transfiguration on the mountains, Peter saw the glory of Jesus.
但是你去看彼得前书第一章第八节。
But if you look at 1 Peter,
他说，因为你们没有见过他。
He said that because you have not seen him,
而且你们还爱他。
That you still love him,
你们就会有从信中发出那满有荣光的大喜乐啊。
You will have joy coming out of your heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
如果看跟不看给你选择，
if you can choose to see or not to see,
你要选择什么呢？
Which one would you pick?
你知道在这里呢，耶稣处理他们疑惑不像多马的处理方法。
Here Jesus treated people's doubts different how he treated Thomas' doubts.
可见多马，耶稣处理多马的例子不是时常的。
You see that it's not how Jesus treated doubts frequently.
耶稣怎么处理这一群看到复活的耶稣还疑惑的呢？
How did Jesus treat the disciples who doubted him?
耶稣就差他们出去宣教。
He sent them out on missions.
给他们一个大使命。
He gave them a big commission.
如果愿意遵守的，
those people who willing to follow,
耶稣就说，我就常与你们同在。
Jesus says, I'll be with you always.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of time.
哎呀，那时候你就可以看到耶稣的同在啊。比现在看见复活的耶稣啊，亲眼去看见耶稣啊，更重要了。
And you will understand at that time that the being in the presence of the Lord is more important than seeing him right now.
今天耶稣怎么跟我们同在呢？
Today, how did Jesus be with us?
不是亲眼看见他。
We don't see him right now.
而是在你在出去工作去侍奉传福音的时候，你就发现后面有一个力量在。在你的背后来支持你。
But when we go out in our work in serving Him, we feel a force supporting us.
我十天前刚刚从这个宣教区回来。
10 years ago, when I came back from the evangelism field,
我有47天在外面宣教。
For 47 days, I was spreading the gospel outside.
其中大概有一个月呢，我是生活在摄氏零度以下。
For 1 month, I lived in a place where the temperature is below 0 degrees Celsius.
我去莫斯科，去西伯利亚 ，Siberia 都是摄氏零度以下的。
I went to Siberia, and the weather was extremely cold.
哎呀，我在那里虽然短短的一个多月，但是我看到神的同在，神的神迹奇事随着我们的聚会。
Even though I was there for a short time, God's power is with me. Was with me.
我们在聚会的当中
，doing a gathering，
有一个人就举手了。
A person raised his hand。
他说：“牧师，你能不能为一个弟兄祷告
？”He said, "Pastor, can you pray for one of the brothers?"
他是在莫斯科的。
He was in Moscow。
他说：“啊，他要申请那个签证，把护照送进去了。
”He says he sent it in his application for a visa。
但是那个官员很腐败
，But the officer was corrupt。
就把他的护照给扣住了。
He kept his passport。
他的签证拿不出来。
And he could not get his visa.
而且过年到了，他要回国过年了。
But then he needed to go back to his country for the new year.
你能不能为他祷告？
And he said, Pastor, can you pray for me?
这时候我就说，我们一起站起来。
And then I said, Let's all stand up.
我们用帖撒罗尼迦前书一章五节。
Let's use Thessalonians, First Thessalonians to pray for.
就是我们的祷告不是只有嘴巴讲讲就好。
So that our prayer is not just from our mouth.
而是在我们祷告的时候要用三样东西。
But during our prayer, we need to have three things.
我们要用神的全能。
We need to use God's power.
我们需要圣灵的工作。
We need to have the work of the Spirit.
我们需要充足的信心。
We need to have abundant faith.
所以我请会众全部站起来。
So I ask all of you to stand up.
我们一起举手为这一件事情祷告。
Let's all raise our hands and pray for this.
其实这一件事情在海外是非常严重的。
For this thing in overseas, it was very important.
因为你没有身份。
Because you don't have a status.
随时可以被抓到监狱里面去关了。
Anytime they can put you in jail.
而且有可能在监狱里面遭遇那一种啊你想不到的后果。
And in jail, you will go through sufferings.
可能人生因此而受到摧残。
Maybe because of this, your life is changed.
所以我们就迫切为他祷告。
So we went there and prayed for him.
哎呀，没有想到呢，我们祷告完隔天以后。
But out of our expectation, the next day,
这个人就回来报告了。
This person came back and reported back.
他说牧师啊
，He says, Pastor,
我昨天晚上就拿到护照了。
Last night I got my passport.
他的名字叫做宋子龙。
His name was Mr. 宋子龙。
因为我们知道三国里面有一个赵子龙，所以我印象很深刻，他叫宋子龙。
I remember his name because it's the same as the story I read before.
你知道这个是很奇妙的事情。
It's a very miraculous thing.
还有呢，我曾经为一个在去年呢为一个17岁的孩子祷告。
And last year I prayed for a 17-year-old.
他骨瘦如柴。
He was skinny like a stick.
脸色苍白。
His face was pale.
但是呢，当他的亲人介绍他，他愿意来受洗。
But when his relatives brought him to me, he's willing to get baptized.
那天有八个人受洗，在宣教区有八个人受洗。
There were 8 people who were willing to get baptized.
我为他施洗的时候
，When I was baptizing for him,
心里有一个负担。
I had a burden in my heart.
我特别为他按手，在头上祷告。
I put my hand on his head and prayed.
不但为他洗礼，还为他祷告。
Not just baptize him, but also pray for him.
我说神啊，这么年轻的生命。
I said to the Lord, such a young life.
身上遭遇了癌症。
He's going through cancer.
生命叫即将结束了。
And his life is about to end.
主啊，难道你不爱惜这样的生命吗？
And I said, Lord, don't you love this type of life?
我就按着他的头，迫切为他祷告。
So I pray for his life when I put my hand on his head.
过了几个月以后
，A few months later,
我再回到那个宣教区。
When I came back to the evangelism field,
奇妙的事情发生了。
A miracle happened.
他自己做见证。
He gave a testimony.
他说那一天为他祷告的时候
，He said when I pray for him the other day,
他就经历有一个能力从他的头上灌满了全身。
He felt a force coming from his head throughout his whole body.
后来他照的原定的规这个时间呢，回到医院去检查。
And then he went back to the hospital for a checkup.
那个医生怎么找也找不到他癌细胞了。
The doctor could not find his cancer anymore.
所以我几个月去看他的时候，他脸色已经变了，他变成了红光满面了。
So when I went to see him a few months later, his face was radiating.
肉也长出来了。
He's growing more meat.
今天活得好好的。
And now he's living well.
不好欢迎哈。
Sorry about that.
我们在新教区经历太多了，太多了。
I have seen so many of these things.
大概三年前在莫斯科呢，我们每一年呢五月一号是一个大假，所以都有大概将近500人的聚会。
Three years ago in Moscow, we had gatherings of 500 people.
这个聚会有一个特征，将近一半是慕道友。
Almost half of them are people seeking for the Lord.
结果呢，你知道这个这个台北哈基督之家呢，常常每一年都派人去，大概三四十人的短宣队去参加一个这样的福音营一个特会。
In Taipei, they send missionaries to such gatherings.
差不多呢，我们五百人分成大概五十个小组。
And 500 people were split into 50 small groups.
一半小组一半呢，几乎都是慕道友。
Half of them are full of new believers, people who are seeking after.
五天的聚会。
5-day meeting.
那个台北来的那些短那个教会的短宣队都说啊，牧师啊，我们参加那么多的营会啊，从来没有看过一个营会这么多人抽烟的。
And the missionaries from Taipei, they asked me, I have never seen so many people smoking before.
哎呀，整天啊，后面都有一群人在那边抽烟呐、啊，就在外面室外抽烟。
All the time we see people smoking in outside of the building.
因为他们是慕道友啊。
Because there are people who haven't believed the Lord.
所以他们都在外面抽烟。
So they were smoking outside.
有一年啊，三年前我说的这一次啊，没有想到不但抽烟了、啊，里面还来了五个黑道的朋友，道上的朋友。
Three years
ago,
not only I saw people smoking, but there were three people who were from the mafia.
哇，那个同工不敢跟我讲。我到的时候才同工才跟我讲。
And the coworker didn't dare to tell me until I was arrived.
他说、啊、牧师来了五个黑道的朋友。
He said, Pastor, five people from the mafia came.
我们都不敢对外宣扬啊。
And we're afraid to tell other people.
我们怕这些人都不敢来啊。
Because we're afraid that other people wouldn't come. Because
因为这些黑道呢是在市场里面，在国外很多那种是大市场，几万人的市场。在那边蹂躏那些他们自己的同胞的。
Because those mafia members, they were the ones who were bullying the people who were outside.
啊，我就注意到了，坐在后面一排，五个人坐在那边。
And I saw the five people sitting in the back.
大概每隔十五分钟、二十分钟就出去抽一根烟。
Every 15 minutes, they would go out and have a smoke.
所以呢，他们很特别的哈，常常跑到外面就看得到，哎，怎么老是跑出去哈？
I can see them because they're very special. They go out very often to smoke.
因为我跟你讲，他们非常的孤单，非常的寂寞。因为没有人跟他们做朋友。
But let me tell you, they were very lonely, and no one wanted to be their friends.
那一天晚上呢，那一些同工就跟我讲了，他说：“牧师啊，这些黑道要跟你说话。”
And that night, the coworkers came to me and said, "Hey, those mafia members wanted to talk to you."
我一辈子没有见过黑道的。
I have never seen mafia members in close contact before.
那些黑道一辈子没见过牧师。
And those mafia members have not seen a pastor in close contact.
哎呀，那一天晚上我们就在一个小房间里面见面了。
And that night we met together in a small room.
我大眼瞪着他们。
I kind of know them.
他们也大眼睛瞪着我。
And they opened their eyes and looked at me.
原来他们有困难。
Because they had problems.
因为他们的孩子跟其他黑道的孩子打架了。
Because their kids were fighting with other kids in the mafia.
人家对方呢拿了钱呢，俄罗斯警察就放他走了。
The other people, the
Russian police.
The Russian police let them go because they paid them money.
但是他没有给钱啊。
But because they didn't have money.
所以他孩子17岁就被关在监狱里面了。
So their 17-year-old kid were put into jail.
哎呀，他们有困难。
哎 ，they had problems.
我说我们一起跪下来祷告好了。
I said, let's all kneel down and pray.
哇，他们讲了一句话。
And they said something.
他说牧师啊，我们一辈子除了父母，不向别人跪的。
They said that besides kneeling to our parents, we don't kneel to anyone else.
我说好，你不跪，我跪，我就跟同工跪下来祷告，眼睛闭起来。
And the pastor, I said that I'll kneel for you, and we close our eyes.
突然我听到地板嘣啊一下，全部跪下来了。
Then I heard a boom, and everybody was kneeled down.
我们就开始祷告。
And we started to pray together.
啊，迫切祷告。
We pray hard.
祷告到一半的时候。
And in the middle of our prayer.
我突然想到我的小儿子也是那一年是17岁。
And I thought my own son was 17 years old.
所以呢，有时候用同理心的时候祷告啊，我的同工也哭，我也哭啊，我们祷告。
And we started to cry because we empathize.
我们一祷告结束说阿门的时候。
And when we said amen.
然后我们眼睛一打开。
And we opened our eyes.
哇，他们眼睛都瞪着我们了。
We said that they were looking at us.
他们讲一句话。
And they said this.
他说我们一辈子当中没有人用这样的真情对待我们。
That for my whole life, no one touched me like you did.
哎呀，隔天的时候他们就开始怎么样，从后排渐渐往前排走了。
And then next day, I observed that they were moving from the back to the front.
啊，第四天坐到前面一点。
They move a little bit more to the front.
第二天的时候，第三天又坐前面一点。
The third day they move up even more.
啊，第四天又往前面移了。
The fourth day they even move up more.
最后一天的时候，坐在第一排了。
And last day they were sitting in the front row.
最后呼召的时候。
at the calling after the sermon,
全部到前面觉知。
Everybody came and accepted Christ as their personal savior.
弟兄们，难道你不看见神的作为吗？
Brothers and sisters, did you see God's work here?
在那个环境，在那个聚会，难道你没有见到神的作为吗？
In that meeting, don't you see God's work?
那就是神的同在。
That was the presence of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的神就是要我们出去经历他。
So brothers and sisters, our Lord wants us to go out and experience Him.
比我们亲眼见到神更珍贵。
It's more precious than seeing.
因为这也是他的应许。
Because that was his promise.
所以我们一起来看这个19节跟20节好吗？
So let's all read verse 19 to 20.
我相信很多人都会背的。
A lot of us may memorize.
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
He says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在。
And surely I'm with you always.
直到世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
弟兄姊妹，如果你仔细想这两个经文。
Sister, if you think about these verses.
第一个经文是叫做初信的见证。
The first verse is a testimony from a new believer.
第二个经文叫做门徒的见证。
The second verse is the disciples' testimony.
我想每一个基督徒都有这两个经历。
I think all Christians have experienced those.
就是你刚信耶稣的时候。
That when you first believe Christ.
啊，那个经历很重要。
That experience was very important.
我那时候刚信耶稣的时候。
When I first believed in the Lord.
我是整个家族第一个信耶稣的。
I was the first person in my whole family that believed Christ.
所以呢，我很害怕。
And I was afraid.
哎呀，我都吃饭的时候，我都骗我妈妈说，妈妈，我要到厕所去。
When I was having lunch or dinner with my family, I told my mom,
在厕所里面做。在厕所里面做泄愤祷告的。
So that I can pray in the bathroom.
然后出来的时候假装没事情。
And came out like nothing had happened.
就跟人家一起吃饭了。
And start eating with my family.
我到学校去的时候。
When I went to school.
哎呀，拿了铁盘子祷告，那个饭菜一起祷告。
I was praying with my plate.
啊，眼睛闭起来低头祷告。
When I said grace with my eyes closed.
祷告完了，阿门，头一抬肉不见了。
When I raised my head and all the food were gone.
我想神也给我们基督徒聪明智慧，对不对？
And we ask God to give us wisdom.
下一次祷告的时候用筷子压着肉祷告。
Next time we pray, we make sure we put our chopstick on the meat.
保证肉不会跑掉的。
So that no one would pick it away.
哎呀，我刚信主的时候，我爸妈妈非常生气啊。
When I first believed in the Lord, my parents were very angry.
他说：“难道你不知道你是长子吗？”
He said, "You don't know you were the first son?"
将来我们死了以后谁拜啊？
That if we die, who's going to worship us?
啊，被骂了，好惨。
And I was scolded.
但是妈妈呢，比较体贴。
But my mother was more heartwarming.
就说信耶稣就好，不要去受洗哦。
Just believe in the Lord, but just don't get baptized.
但是我五个月以后呢，偷偷跑去受洗。
But 5 months later, I got baptized.
哇，又被逮住了。
And I was caught.
我爸爸说断绝父子关系吧。
My father says, let's cut off our relationship.
我妈妈说，哎呀，不要那么严重了，不要不要不要这样子了。
My mother says, don't do that.
不过后面加一句话。
But she added something.
受洗就好，不要去做牧师哦。
You can get baptized. Don't become a pastor.
有人说我妈妈还没信耶稣就会说预言哈。
Some people say my mom knew how to prophesy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都有初信的见证。
So brothers and sisters, we all had testimonies for.
我们都很精彩。
It was very exciting.
但是你知道我做牧师在教会常常会碰到一个困难。
But when I always encountered a problem when I became a pastor.
有时候我们五年、十年、十五年都会出那个教会纪念刊，对不对？
We would have annual journals in the church every 5-10 years.
我常常会请那个信主比较久的说，你要不要写一篇见证啊？
I would ask the people who believe longer to write down their testimonies.
哇，他写着写，写来写去，我一看呢，都是初信的见证。
But I've seen that most of those testimonies were testimonies of new believers.
他怎么信耶稣的？
How he came to know Christ.
我说你信主这么一二十年，难道都没有门徒的见证吗？
I said that you believe in the Lord for 20 years and don't you have any testimonies of disciples?
就是二十节讲的那个。
It's not the same as the testimony 20 years ago.
就是主耶稣吩咐我们，我们去遵行以后，我们去经历神的，神跟我们同在那个经历，难道没有吗？
Experience that you are with God for the 20 years, don't you have that?
啊，我后来发现一件事情。
Then I realized something.
原来我们的生命出了问题了。
That we have problems in our spiritual lives.
我们看一下下一章后，我们看到生命是指什么。
And let's see what does life mean.
生命不是指我们这个肉体的生命。
Life is not referring to just our life of the flesh.
你记不记得耶稣在旷野受试探的时候
？When the, Jesus was going through temptation in the desert.
魔鬼怎么试探他的
？How did the devil tempt him?
耶稣40天没吃饭呐。
Jesus did not eat for 40 days.
他怎么讲？他说你可以让石头变成食物啊。
And the devil said, "You can turn rock into food."
你还记得耶稣回答的那一句话吗
？And do you remember what Jesus said back to him?
他说你我们活着人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话语。
He said that we don't just rely on food for our lives, but from relying on the word of God.
原来当我们信耶稣那一天开始，我们就有两个生命了。
Because when we believe in the Lord, we have two lives.
啊，原来我们有一个肉体的生命。
We have our life of the flesh.
主耶稣还给我们一个重生的生命。
But we also have a renewed life.
啊，那个约翰福音第三章呢，还翻译成从上头来的生命。
In John 13, it says a life from above.
所以我们身上有两个生命。
So we have two lives in us right now.
所以有人说基督徒哈是两生一死啊。
So people say that Jesus have two lives and one death.
没有信耶稣的人最后是一死一生两死啊，生一次要死两次的。
And those people who did not believe the Lord, they live once but die twice.
我们就在思想到底出了什么问题。
So what did our thoughts go wrong?
因为我们发现有的人信耶稣很久也不爱来聚会。
Because we've seen people who believe in the Lord for a long time, they don't love to come to church.
也不爱读圣经。
They don't love to read the Bible.
几年呢，生命也没有成长。
And their life did not grow for many years.
而且呢，他的行为还比那个没有信耶稣的更差。
And their behaviors were even worse off than those who did not believe in the Lord.
他的属灵的生命出问题了。
Their spiritual life had problems.
哎呀，有一个长老哈，他是做生意的。
And one elder who was doing business.
不是说我们的长老啊。
Not one of us here.
啊，他每个礼拜六都要做结账的。
Every Saturday he has to do accounting.
结果那一天呢，那礼拜六呢，结账结得很晚，因为神祝福他。
And he spent time on a Saturday night doing his books.
结果呢，隔天来以后，牧师跟他讲，哎，长老，你今天领会。
And then the next Sunday he came to church and pastor said that
哇他忘记了的匆匆忙忙的拿着圣经跟诗歌本就往台上跑了
You're supposed to lead and then he rushed to the stage with the Bible in his hand
有的教会都有宣召的对不对
In many churches we
call
have
to worship,、yeah.
call to worship
结果呢他 一打开这个圣经
When he opened the Bible
他本来要读那个诗篇137篇第五节
When he was about to read Psalm 137 5
所以他就大声喊说诗篇137块五毛钱。
He said Psalms $137.05.
因为他满脑子都是数字啊你知道吗
Because in his head, he's filled with numbers and money.
他领会下来以后牧师说长老啊你今天诗会怎么搞的啦
And after he came down, the people asked him, what happened to you?
你多久没有灵修了
How long you didn't have devotions?
他说牧师啊，我一个月都没读圣经了。
And the other says, for a month I haven't read the Bible.
因为生意太好了。
Because business was just great.
弟兄姊妹，没有读神的话，我们的生命就会萎缩的。
Brothers and sisters, if we don't read the word of God, our life will shrink.
后来我就思想一件事情。
So it causes us to think.
为什么没有门徒的见证？
Why do people not have disciples' testimonies?
因为我们的问题都出在洗礼的事上。
Because all our problems were on baptism.
有时候我在教会做牧师，常常会被问的一个问题。
When I was a pastor in church, they asked me these questions.
很多人都以为洗礼就是得救了。
People think that getting baptized means you're saved.
哎呀，洗礼就得救了。
That after you're baptized, you're saved.
但是圣经不这样看的。
But that's not what the Bible says.
圣经里面有没有人受完洗了还没有得救的？有没有
？In the Bible, there are people who were baptized but were not saved.
有吗
？Were there？
有的。
Yes.
你去看《使徒行传》第八章。
If you read Acts 8,
有一个行邪术的，行那个法术的一个西门。
There were a sorcerer.
结果呢，他在腓立把福音传到撒玛利亚的时候，他就跟人家一起受洗了。
That he became baptized when Philip spread the gospel to Samaria.
但是从耶路撒冷彼得跟约翰来到撒玛利亚的时候。
But when Peter and John came to Samaria.
哇，他看到彼得、约翰他们一按手的时候，圣灵就降下来了。
He saw that the Holy Spirit came down with Peter and John with it.
哎呀，他就要拿钱跟他买，说你能不能把这个东西也给我呢
？The sorcerer wanted to pay them money so that he can get that skill.
彼得就咒诅他了。
And Peter cursed him.
这个人是一个没有得救的人。
He said this person is someone who were not saved.
但是他也受洗了。
But he was baptized.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们发现一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, I found this.
洗礼出现了问题。
That baptism was a problem.
就是那个初信的见证的最后一件事情，那奉父子圣灵受洗这件事情出问题了。
But there is a problem with being baptized with the name of the Lord.
你知道在使徒行传第一次洗礼的时候，他们有一个规范的。
You know that in Acts they had a procedure for getting baptized.
什么样的人才可以受洗？他有一个规范的。
There's a guideline of who should get baptized.
是记载在《使徒行传》第二章的37节跟38节。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38.
你去看，当五旬节彼得讲了第一篇道了以后
，He says that after Peter preached during Pentecost,
他讲完第一篇道以后就有一个反应了。
There was a reaction.
哇！有几千人觉得说他们扎心了、啊，扎心。
Thousands of people felt hurt in their hearts.
就是神的话刺到他们的心里面。
Oh, that the word of God punctured their hearts.
你知道他们就问说 ，Peter， 我们该怎么做呢
？And they asked Peter, "What should I do?"
彼得才说三个步骤，第一个要悔改。
Peter tell him three steps. One, you need to repent.
第二个。奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
Number two, in the name of Jesus Christ, be baptized.
第三个，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And three, then you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
今天在教会里面，很多人没有圣灵的同在，没有领受圣灵。
Today in church, many people who do not receive the Holy Spirit.
也忘了第一个很重要的步骤，就是扎心的步骤。
And forgot the step one, which is getting punctured by God's word.
什么叫扎心？
What does it mean to be punctured?
教会我在做牧师的时候，我觉得这一句扎心非常的重要，也是洗礼的第一个要件。
When I was a pastor, I realized that getting punctured by the word of God was the number one thing that we need before getting baptized.
就是无论在听到的时候
，that when we were listening to the sermons，
无论在小组聚会查经的时候
，when we're looking at the Bible in Bible studies，
无论在听人家见证的时候
，when we were listening to people testify，
当神的话一说出去的时候
，when the word of God is moving，
虽然神的话可能对很多人讲。
That it could be spoken to many people.
但是那个人感觉神在对他说话。
But the person will feel that God is speaking to him.
因为讲道人不一定知道他当时的心境。
Because the speaker may not understand what his personal life is.
因为讲道人当时不知道他遇到的困难。
The speaker would not know the conditions that he's facing.
因为讲道人不知道他心中的问题。
Because the speaker doesn't know what is going on, the problems in his heart.
但是没有想到神的话一说出去的时候，这一句话刚好就进到他的心中。
But when the word of God is spoken, it entered his heart.
他就感到神在对他说话了。
And he felt that God was speaking to him individually.
他就感到这句话是他现在最需要的了。
And he felt that word is what he needed the most right then.
弟兄姊妹，这个经历非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very important experience.
就是扎心的经历。
That means when the word of God punctured your heart.
经过这样步骤的人。
And being through that process.
他从那一天开始，他会爱读神的话语。
On that day, he will start to love to read God's word.
因为他会发现神的话是活的。
Because he understands that the word of God is alive.
因为他会发现神的话可以满足他的需要的。
The word of God can satisfy his need.
因为他发现神的话带着能力的。
Because he understands the word of God has power.
弟兄姊妹，如果洗礼没有经过这个步骤，我跟你讲，即使洗礼完，你叫他读圣经，他不爱读圣经的。
So brothers and sisters, if people get baptized, they did not go through this process, they would not love to read the Bible.
他不会像彼得前书第二章第二节，爱慕灵奶，像出生的孩子爱慕奶一样。
He will not love to read the Bible, just like 1 Peter said, to love reading the Bible like baby asking for milk.
因为我们有太多人忽略了这个第一个步骤了。
Because there were so many people who did not pay attention to this.
当一个人被扎心的时候，他跟神的生命就连上了关系了。
When a person was punctured by God, he is connected with the Lord.
第二个，悔改。
Number two, repent.
我们常常以为说悔改是什么呢？
And what do we think about repentance?
哎呀，我要做得更好。
I need to do more.
我要做得比以前更好。
I need to do better than before.
所以现在很多人哈，你叫他来受洗，他不要受洗。
So many people came and we asked them to get baptized. They don't want to.
他说：“你看那个人受完洗，你看现在这个样子，我才不愿意像他呢。”
Because he said, "Look at the person who got baptized.
我要做得更好。
I don't want to be like them. I want to be even better.
我要比他更好。
I want to do better than.
我不愿意像他那个样子。
I don't want to be like the person who got baptized.
所以呢，我要更好，以后我要才来受洗。
Then after I become better, I want to be baptized.
但是圣经里面的悔改跟这个是没有关系的。
But the repentance in the Bible is different than this.
圣经的悔改是在路加福音十五章所说的。
In Luke 15, that it tells us about the repentance.
你记不记得那个浪子的比喻？
Do you remember the parable of the son, prodigal son? Thank you.
Prodigal son, 他回来的时候，那个小儿子回来的时候啊。他有没有跟他的父亲说，父亲啊，我从此以后不要离开你了。
When the prodigal son came back and said that, hey, I, father, I,
不要再离开你了。
I don't want to leave you again.
我要更孝顺你了。
That I want to, even respect you more.
我要更像你的儿子了。
I want to be more like your child.
没有，他没有这样讲。
He didn't say that.
他说，我不配成为你的儿子。
He said that I'm unworthy to be your son.
因为我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Because I have done wrong to heaven and done wrong
to you. 我只能成为你的雇工。
I can only become your servant, employee.
我们基督徒的悔改不是要做得更好。
Brothers and sisters, today the repentance of a person does not mean you want to be just be better.
因为只靠我们的努力是没有办法达到神的标准的。
Because if you just work at it, it's not going to reach God's standard.
我们应该全然的来信靠神。
We need to wholly trust in the Lord.
跟上帝说，神啊，我这个人再怎么努力也达不到你的标准。
And said to God that no matter how much I work on it, I cannot reach your standard.
我只能全然依靠你。
I can only rely on you wholly.
我只能对自己的努力感到失望，我只能全然的依靠你。
I can only entirely rely on you.
所以我们看到悔改，老实讲是全然的信靠。
So repentance means to entirely trust and depend on the Lord.
然后我们才受洗。
Then we get baptized.
然后圣经就有一个应许，在第二章使徒行传二章三十八节说。就必领受所赐的圣灵，就是如果我们照这样做的话，就必领受圣灵内住在我们里面了。
Then in the next verse, we were taught that then we will receive God's Holy Spirit living in us.
所以我们看见我们的生命才是一个新的生命。
Then we see that our life is a new life.
所以我们就看见这种人就必然有门徒的见证。
And we'll see that this type of person will have disciple testimonies.
他才会去经历神的作为。
That he will experience God's work.
所以我们来看一下啊，在这个很简单的这个下一章我们看一下哈。其实这个这个大使命很简单的。
Let's read this again. The great commission was very easy.
他说你们，其实英文没有你们的，因为这是一个团队的，一个人的得救是要一群人工作的。
It means that it's a teamwork. Everybody have to work together.
而且呢，他说怎么样？你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
He says that you have to make all nations my disciples.
基督徒要有一个世界观。
Christians need to have a world perspective.
神不是只要我们传福音给某一种人。
God not only want us to bring the gospel to a certain type of people.
神是要我们传给世界上所有的人。
He says to spread the gospel to everyone in the world.
在使徒行传我很佩服一个人，他是有非常有世界观的人。
In Acts, I really respect one disciple. He has a world perspective.
使徒行传第八章所说的那一位执事的腓力。
In chapter 8, they talked about Philip.
他先去跟犹太人最不喜欢来往的撒玛利亚人传福音。
First, he spread the gospel to the Samaritans.
然后呢，建立了教会。
And build a church in Samaria.
使徒行传第八章的后半部呢，他去向一个非洲的黑人传福音。
Second half, he was spreading gospel to Africa.
哇，这个人最没有种族观念的。
This person has no racial ideas.
所以我们看见这个人怎么样？这个人的国度观是不一样的。
We see that the way that he views kingdom is different.
而且要带他们成为门徒
He brought them to become disciples.
才会有后面说凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守
so that he can teach him to obey God's teachings.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So that Jesus can be with them until the very end of the age.
我跟你讲，要达到遵守的目的，遵守神的话。
Now to obey God's word teachings.
我不知道我们在座有没有老师。
I don't know if we have any teachers among us.
你知道，我想我们做老师的都很清楚一个原则。
If you are a teacher, you understand this idea.
教导别人是自己成长最快的方法，承认吗？
The fastest way to grow yourself is to teach others.
啊，在查经的时候啊，如果你带，你是带领的人，我跟你讲，那一天收获最多的是你自己，对不对
？When you lead a Bible study, the person who you receive the most are the teachers.
有一次我在主日讲道的时候
，When I was giving a sermon on Sunday,
我就跟我的会友讲
，I said to the congregation,
他说你今天听了讲道。
And said that after you listen to the sermon,
24小时之内找一个人把你今天听得到讲一遍。
If you can find someone and then repeat the sermon to him in 24 hours,
哇，弟兄姊妹都很认真遵行哦。
Then everyone was following my advice.
24小时之内找一个人把他讲一遍。
In next 24 hours, find another person and share what he has learned.
哇，有一个弟兄哦，他怎么样？他回来说，牧师啊，我24小时快到了，但是我忘了，天又黑了，怎么办呢？
Brother came to me and says, "Oh, I was not able to find someone in 24 hours."
所以呢，他就把那个一岁的孩子抱过来。
And he took a one-year-old child.
他就跟他讲，哦，讲。
And he taught what he learned to the child.
还有一个人家里没有儿子，他就把他的狗叫来哈，他就讲一遍给他听哈。
And a person did not have children, so he asked his dog to listen to him.
你知道哈，我们光听只能顶多记30%。
If we only listen, we can only retain 30%.
你能够再讲一遍的话，你能记得70%左右。
If you can teach others, then you can retain 70%.
我们教会有一个老师。
There's a teacher in our church.
他听进去了。
He heard what I said.
他就这样去做。
And he followed what I taught.
他每个礼拜天的晚上哈，请他的哥哥是做一个牙医的哈，请他去餐厅吃饭。
And every Sunday night, he invited his brother who was a dentist to have dinner.
他跟哥哥的感情很好。
He had a good relationship with her brother.
但是哥哥还没信耶稣。
But the brother was a non-believer yet.
他知道哥哥喜欢哪一个餐厅。
But she knew which restaurant her brother liked. 请他去吃饭
了。
And she invited him to eat.
哥哥在吃饭的时候。
And during the dinner,
他就把早上听得到再讲一遍给他听。
She repeated the sermon to him again.
当然他有经过一点点修改，但是他就把早上的道讲给他哥哥听。
He did some changes, but she shared what she had learned during the sermon.
哥哥一边吃饭一边听弟弟讲道。
And brother was eating and then listening to his brother teaching him.
我问你哦，亲人容易不容易信耶稣啊？
Is it?Easy for your relative to become a Christian.
啊，吃人家的口暖，对不对？
But if you,
好感动哦，要信耶稣哦，有没有这么容易啊？
Is it easy just because you have dinner with your relative, you can make?
我跟你讲，本想啊。
It's difficult.
你知道他哥哥吃完饭以后哈，第一件要看的什么？
After the brother finished dinner, what was his first question?
第一件要看的什么？
What was his first question?
他要看你这个弟弟。听完道讲完道以后你又怎么样你改变没有
He wanted to see how his brother had changed in his life.
啊，我们周间祷告会的时候
During the weekly prayer meetings.
哎呀这个弟兄啊就把他的经验拿来常常拿到祷告会来分享。
This brother has shared his experience in the prayer meetings.
啊怎么跟他的哥哥互动的事情。
How he interacted with his brother.
啊就拿来分享。
And he shared that.
你知道我第一个看到的。
The first thing I saw,
不是看到他哥哥信主。
Not that his brother became a Christian.
我第一个看到了，乃是看到这个弟兄改变了。
What I saw first is how much God has changed this brother.
我看到他这个弟兄每一个礼拜都在进步。
That every week that person has progressed.
后来我已经离开那个教会，我后来发现，听说他的哥哥也到教会去了。
And after I left the church, I heard that his brother came to the church.As well.
所以弟兄姊妹遵行是很重要的
So brother and sister to obey is very important
遵行我们的生命就成长了
To obey in our life would also grow
我们就能够经历神的同在了
And we can experience God's presence
我们再来看我跟你讲圣经不教导是不行的
So let me tell you you cannot not teach the Bible to others
当一个人先有爱慕神话语的时候
When a person who first loved the word of God,
我们教会应该鼓励他来学习神的话语。
Then our church should encourage him to learn God's word.
你记不记得《使徒行传》第八章，当腓力跟那个非洲的黑人太监在传讲福音的时候，圣经怎么记载
？Do you remember the story in Acts chapter 8 verse 30, when Peter was preaching to the Philip was preaching to the eunuch.
他就贴近他的车啊。He
approached the chariot.
听他在读以赛亚书53章啊。And
he know that the eunuch was reading Isaiah.
他就问他说：“你读的你明白吗？”
And he asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
太监说：“没有人教导我，我怎么能明白呢？”
The eunuch said, "No one have taught me. How would I understand?"
如果菲利那时候也讲说：“哎呀，以赛亚书我也不是很熟，我也不明白。”那你就完蛋了。
So Philip said, "If Phil had said I didn't know either, then the story would be over."
他就请菲利上车。
But the eunuch asked Philip to go on a chariot.
菲利就从他以赛亚书53章以后，凡是提到耶稣基督的预言的事情，全部跟他讲清楚了。Then
Philip explained the word to the eunuch.
结果呢，当他们经过一滩水的时候，有水池的时候。
So after they passed by a pool of water.
他说：“我受洗有什么妨害呢？”
And the eunuch says, "You know, what would it matter if I get baptized?"
受洗以前，菲利只问他一个信仰告白，一个问题而已。
But before he baptized the eunuch, Philip asked him one thing.
他问他说：“你是不是全心相信耶稣基督是神的儿子？”
Do you wholeheartedly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
他说：“我信。”
And the eunuch said yes.
我跟你讲，你不要轻看这一句话哦。
Don't overlook this passage.
有一次台湾有一个妈妈到美国来看她的女儿。
One time, a mom from Taiwan came to see her daughter in America.
知道她女儿在美国信耶稣了。And
learned that her daughter became a Christian in America.
因为爱女儿的缘故，也跟着女儿去教会了。Because
she loved the daughter, she also came to church with her daughter.
不久以后，她跟牧师说她也要受洗了。Not
long after, she said, "I want to get baptized to the pastor."
牧师当然很高兴啊，有人要受洗了。The
pastor was really happy because someone wants to get baptized.
也有一个受洗造就班。
And there is a class that she can go join.
就问这个台湾来的妈妈说：“啊，你为什么要受洗啊？你那也被洗礼啊？”
She asked the mom, "Why did you want to get baptized?"
你知道她怎么回答？
Do you know what she said?
她说：“美国是耶稣基督的管区。”
She says that America is the control region of Jesus Christ.
所以我来美国就要信耶稣。
So when I came to America, I have to believe
in Jesus. 台湾是妈作为关窟。
But Taiwan was under the control of
所以我回台湾就信妈祖。
And when I went to Taiwan, I have to believe in the 妈祖。
是不是这样子啊？
Is that true?
我跟你讲，你再回去看《使徒行传》第8章37节。
If you look at Acts chapter 8:37.
哦，原来菲利问了一句很重要的话。Philip
asked this important question.
他说：“你是否全心相信耶稣是神的儿子？”
Do you wholeheartedly believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Believe with all your heart, 全心来相信呐。
Believe with all your heart, 全心。
不是这一半给耶稣，这一半给马祖，不是这个样子的。
Not giving half of your heart to Jesus, half your heart to 马祖。
所以你不要轻看那一句话。
So don't overlook that.
太监说：“我信。”
And the eunuch said, "Yes, I do believe."
他就受洗了。
And he got baptized.
我跟你讲，这个受洗是真的。
Let me tell you, this is true baptism.
因为以色列这个国家后来成为非洲第一个基督化的国家。Because
Ethiopia became the first Christian nation in Africa later.
有人说他们最高的时候有85%的人口是基督徒的人口。People
have said that 80% of people were Christians at their highest point.
弟兄姊妹，洗礼是很重要的。Brother
and sister, getting baptized is very critical.
我希望我们圣安在洗礼的事上能够把关，好好把关。
And I ask that our church have a tight control on baptism.
不然受洗完了，他不会爱读圣经的。So
that after they get baptized, they might not want to read the Bible.
你三请四请，他才来聚会的。And
then we ask them many times to come to church.
我们看到，其实神的心意是要我们全人都来相信他的。But
God's will is to have everyone believe.
最后一句我跟大家分享，是在路加福音第10章17到21节。
The last verse is in Book of Luke. 17 to 21.
这一段经文只有路加有记载。
In this passage, only in the book of Luke recorded this.
就是差遣70个门徒往普天下去。
That Jesus Christ sent 72 people to
因为当时的犹太人认为全世界有70个国家。
Because the Jewish people believed there were 70 nations in the world.
而且路加是新约里面唯一不是犹太人的作者。
And Luke was the only writer who was not a Jewish.
他看到世界万民，他知道。
He saw the world, he knew.
他特别把这一段经文说，神的心意是要到普天下传福音给世界的人听啊。
So he taught that God's will was for everybody to.
哎呀，门徒都回来了，好高兴啊。
And all the disciples came back.
啊，他跟耶稣报告了。
And the 70 people reported to Jesus.
耶稣啊，他说，因为你的名，鬼都服了我们啊。
They said that, Lord, because of your name, even the devil were subjugated to us.
耶稣马上讲一句话。
And Jesus said this.
他说，我看到魔鬼撒旦从天上坠落下来了。
I saw Satan falling from the heaven.
但是不要因为鬼类服了你们而高兴，要因为您的名字在天上而高兴。
Don't be joyful because of God was afraid of you, but because your names were written in heaven.
但是他后面讲一句很重要的话。
And he also said something here.
他说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。
He said that, I thank you, Lord.
因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来。
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned.
向婴孩就显出来。
And reveal them to little children.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And he said, yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased.
所以我们看最后一章。
And let's read at the last verse.
我们从这里得出三个结果。
We have three conclusions here.
当我们出去宣教的时候。
So we go out on missions.
当我们出去传福音的时候。
We go out, to evangelize.
当你出去在社区里面带人信耶稣的时候。
So we go out and lead people to believe in the Lord.
你要记得这三个原则。
You have to remember these three principles.
我们是在打一场已经知道得胜的战争。
We're fighting a war that we know we have won.
因为撒旦已经失败了。
Because Satan already lost.
第二个，我们的身份比我们的工作更重要。
To our role is more important than our work.
我们不是用工作来肯定自己。
We're not using work to identify ourselves.
我们不是用功德来肯定自己。
We're not using our merits to confirm ourselves.
因为我们是神的儿女来肯定自己。
But because we are God's children, that's how we identify ourselves.
圣经讲我们是君尊的祭司，是属神的子民。
We are holy priests. We're children of the Lord.
我今天没有时间跟你做见证。我带我信耶稣的那个妈妈哈，啊，她真的虽然生活啊，有时候我们知道起起伏伏，但她身上有圣灵同住的时候，她在她的家乡的见证就不一样了。
The person who led me to Christ, she was filled with the Spirit, she was very different in her home.
第三个
，Number three，
你出去传福音的时候。
When you go out and spread the gospel,
我们要记得一个原则。
We need to remember this principle.
神在各地已经预备好了百姓。
That God has already prepared people in different places.
我们撒种，我们浇灌，这是神给我们的职分。
We spread the seed, we water.
也是给我们一个荣耀的地位。
That's a glorious place that God has given us.
但是只有神叫他生命成长。
But only God can make those seeds grow.
曾经问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
When I ask brothers and sisters this question,
你可以学各种谈道法。
You can talk about different ways to spread the gospel.
然后呢，可以谈跟人家谈道，你谈得很有技巧，谈到最后呢，他看到自己是罪人，信耶稣。你能够有这样的技巧，可以谈到最后他是信耶稣的吗
？Do you have a skill that you can spread the gospel to a point that people will find that they are sinners and want to accept Christ?
我说 no.
And I said 没有。
因为一个人信耶稣，那是神的工作，不是我们的工作。
Because when a person believes in the Lord, it's God's work, not our work.
我们不可能每一次都可以把人家谈到最后，他看到自己是一个罪人信耶稣，不可能的，因为那是神的工作。
We cannot rely on ourselves to convince people to believe in the Lord because that is God's work.
哥林多前书三章六节说，撒种跟浇灌是我们的工作。
In the book of Corinthians, we know that our work is to spread the seed and to water.
因为神在各地都有他的百姓。
Because God has His people everywhere in the world.
但是只有神知道。
But only God knows.
因为那是神所预备的，只有谦卑的人才能够来信耶稣。
Only those people who are humble can believe in the Lord.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
在新的一年开始。
In the beginning of this new year.
让我们圣安的教会成为一个不一样的教会。
That EFC Arcadia will be a different church.
让我们弟兄姊妹都有一个使命。
That we all have a mission.
因为使命可以使人生不一样。
Because a mission will change your life.
或许你今年看不出来。
Maybe you can't see it this year.
但你十年、二十年以后就可以看得出来。
But in 10 or 20 years, you will see the difference.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
在第一个主日。
In the first worship of the new Chinese year.
把新的恩典跟慈爱赐给我们每一个人。
Giving us God's blessings and also grace. Amen.
我们一起祷告好吗？
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我感谢和赞美你。
Dear Father, I thank you and I praise you.
我相信你今天差我来圣安，来这里一起跟我们弟兄姊妹敬拜，不是偶然的。
I think you sent me here to EFC Arcadia. It's not because of a coincidence.
我已经把你的心意讲清楚。
I have explained your will to.
如果还有不完全的地方，愿圣灵来补足。
If there's any imperfections, we ask the Holy Spirit to complete it.
使我们听的讲的都从圣灵同得好处。
So those people will listen and those speakers will also receive the Holy Spirit.
祝福我们圣甘台福教会。
Bless EFC Arcadia.
不但有新的教堂。
That not only we have a new building.
也有新造的人。
We have new people.
在这里能够荣耀你的圣名。
That here we can glorify your name.
愿你的名在我们生命里面，在教会里面被高高的举起来。
That your name is uplifted in church in our lives.
愿你的话深深刻在我们每一个人的心板上。
That your word is inscripted hard in our hearts.
使我们一辈子敬畏而跟随你。
So that our whole life fear you and follow you.
听我们祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.